今天下午我们从圣经一起来学习，信仰生活中的不料。
This afternoon, we'll be talking about the topic of the unexpected and the journey of faith.
我们所拜的神是看不见的。
The God whom we worship is unseen.
但是神的作为，在我们生活中的作为是我们看得到的。
But the works he does in our lives are visible to us.
那神的旨意，神在做事情哦，有时候不是跟我们是不一样的。
Sometimes, as God works or what His will is different from what we intended.
所以我们看到神的作为，常常会超过我们所预料的。
And so, sometimes when we look at God's work, it surpasses what we've expected.
那我们从圣经几个例子来看生活在信仰生活，我们所体验到的不料是什么？
And so we'll look at a few examples in the Bible about the unexpected events that may occur in a journey of faith.
我们看创世纪的24章。
Let's first turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪的24章。
Genesis chapter 24.
15节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 15.
创世纪24章的15节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 15.
请。
And it happened before he had finished speaking that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder.
这个地方讲亚伯兰的老仆人向神祷告。
This passage describes a prayer that Abraham's old servant had made to God.
那祷告还没有完呢。不料利百加就肩头拿着水瓶出来。
And before the servant had even finished praying, Rebecca came out with a pitcher on her shoulder.
这个是他没有预料到的。
This is something that the servant had not expected would occur.
还没有祷告完利百加就出现。
That even before the conclusion of his prayer, Rebecca had made her appearance.
也就是他要为他的主人所办的事情，为他主人儿子来娶太太，那个对象就出来。
That before he even finished praying, the work he had to complete for his master, that is to find a wife for his master's son, that work was already coming to fruition.
24章的第一节在讲亚伯兰年纪老迈。
And Genesis chapter 24, verse 1 describes how Abraham was getting old.
当一个人年纪大，他最关心的是什么？
As a person ages, what issues are most concerning to them?
可能每一个人都不一样。
Perhaps this may be different for every individual.
那我们看亚伯兰年纪大最关心什么？
When Abraham became old, what did he worry about the most?
我们看第四节，请读。
Let's read Genesis chapter 24, verse 4. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac.
亚伯兰最关心的就是他孩子的婚姻。
Abraham's greatest concern at the time was the marriage of his son.
圣经说，结婚是离开父母与妻子联合。
The Bible describes that marriage is when a person leaves their father and mother and are joined with their spouse.
这个离开就是表示成熟独立。
And so, when a person leaves their parents, it demonstrates that they are mature and they are independent.
小孩子生下来的时候，他的责任是零。
When a child is born, they have zero responsibilities.
小孩子只会哭。
They might be able to cry.
但是到一个人要结婚的时候，
But when a person is ready to be married,
他必须要100%负责任，父母的责任就是变成零。
and they must be willing to take on 100% of the responsibility for their own lives, and their parents' responsibility to them becomes zero.
所以这就是父母的责任，教导小孩子渐渐能够成熟独立，自己负责。
And so the job of a parent is to help a child grow so that over time they mature and are able to take on their own personal responsibilities.
那既然以撒还没有结婚，就表示啊，他还没有离开父母，所以亚伯兰关心他的婚姻。
And so since Isaac was yet unmarried, it showed that Abraham was still responsible for some aspects of his life, for Isaac's life.
有时候我们的下一代啊，学业上也独立了，经济上也独立了啊，然后在生活上也独立了，什么都独立了。
Sometimes we may find with our children as they've grown up, they've become independent in their education and financially and can take care of their own lives.
好，那如果能够婚姻蒙神祝福，那父母的责任就结束了。
And if they are able to enter into a marriage as blessed by God, then a parent's responsibility has ended.
好，那在24章里面，我们可以看到以撒的婚姻是蒙福的。
And so in Genesis chapter 24, we can see that Isaac's marriage was one that's blessed.
这个蒙福的婚姻最重要就是做父亲的亚伯拉罕很有信心。
And a key factor to the blessing of this marriage was that his father, Abraham, had a great deal of faith.
做孩子的以撒非常的顺服。
And Isaac, as the child, was also very submissive.
那做仆人的非常忠心。
And Abraham's servant was very loyal.
所以这三个人合在一起神的工作就可以进行。
And so with the efforts of these three individuals, God's work was able to be carried out.
所以在第一节的最后一句话，神都赐福给他。
And so in Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, it says, the Lord had blessed Abraham in every way.
一切事情神都赐福给他。
Then every aspect of Abraham's life, God blessed him.
然后接下去就在讲他的仆人的结婚，他的儿子的结婚。
And then the remainder of the chapter described how his son Isaac was married.
所以这个神的赐福就延到他儿子的婚姻。
And so God's blessing passed down from Abraham into Isaac's marriage.
那怎么可以看出亚伯兰的信心呢？
And how do we see Abraham's faith manifested in this chapter?
如果我们读第四节跟第五节。
So let's look at Genesis chapter 24, verse 4 and 5.
请读。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said to him, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land.Must I take your son back to the land from which you came?
我们看第六节。
Let's also read verse 6. But Abraham said to him, beware that you do not take my son back there.
所以亚伯拉罕要他的老仆人到本地本族来找儿子的对象。
And so Abraham wanted his servant to go back to his own country and his own relatives to find a wife for his son.
所以他不要他的儿子跟当时在第三节迦南的女子结婚。
And as described in verse 3, he did not want his son Isaac to be married to a Canaanite, a daughter of a Canaanite.
以属灵来讲就是不同的信仰。
Spiritually speaking, it'sHe does not wish for his son to marry into a person with a different faith.
所以我们可以看到亚伯兰对孩子的婚姻只关心他的信仰，没有其他条件。
And so we can see that Abraham's primary and perhaps only concern for his son was a matter of faith.
这是一种信心啊。
And this demonstrates Abraham's faith in God.
所以今天有时候我们在进行婚姻，有时候最困难的是父母。
Sometimes today we'll see that one of the most difficult aspects of entering into a marriage are the parents.
所以如果我们能够回归很单纯的来信靠神神就可以带领。
If we can sort of adjust our attitude to one of a simpler faith, then we can let God guide the marriage.
好，那这个老仆人到了他的故乡。他就向神祷告。
And so when the servant arrived into Abraham's home country, he began to pray.
要去找谁呢? 对老仆人来讲, 他谁也不认识。
And he thought, well, who should I go to find this wife? Like, he doesn't know anybody there.
所以12节的最后一句话, 使我今天遇到好机会。
And so in Genesis chapter 24, verse 12, he writes, and he prayed, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham.
这里讲求神让他遇到好机会。
That today he may encounter an opportunity.
所以他是向神祷告。
So we can see that this servant prayed to God.
那神掌管一切。
God controls everything.
神所愿意的就可以成就。
And so whatever he wills, it can be done.
那怎么知道, 这是神的带领呢?
And so how shall we know whether something is under the God's guidance?
我们看14节。
Let's read verse 14.
请读。
Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, and I will also give your camels a drink, let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master.
所以最后一句话说，如果这样，我就知道你是恩给我的主人。So
we can see in the last sentence that if something happens according to his prayer, then he'll know that God has shown kindness to Abraham.
那他祷告什么?
And what was the content of the servant's prayer?
如果我向这个女子说，你给我水喝。
If I say to this woman, please let down your pitcher that I may drink.
但是这个女人也给水给骆驼喝，那个就是你所预定了。And
if she also voluntarily prepares water for the camels as well, then this is the woman whom you've prepared for my servant.
如果我们搜寻一下啊，骆驼可以喝53加仑的水。
I've looked into it, and a camel can drink 53 gallons of water.
这是很多的水啊。
It is indeed quite a lot of water.
那利百加是用手去打水上来的。
And Rebecca drew water from the well by hand.
因此如果利百加打水给亚伯兰喝，这个比较简单，因为人喝不了多少。
So if Rebecca were to just draw water for the servant, it's not that difficult because a human can't drink that much water in any case.
但是利百加如果要打水给骆驼喝就是不简单，他要喝53加仑。But
if she were to draw water for a camel, that is quite a feat since a camel can take up to 53 gallons of water.
但是亚伯兰并没有要求他打水给骆驼喝。
The servant did not actually ask her to provide water for his camels.
是这个女子自然自愿的。
Yet this woman voluntarily and proactively provided water for the camels.
这个代表什么?
What does this teach us?
利百加是一个有美德的女人。
That we can see that Rebecca is a virtuous woman.
所以这个仆人还没有祷告完。 不料，他就看到利百加就来了。
And so before the servant had completed his prayer, Rebecca arrived.
然后亚伯兰就照着这样去讲，那个女子真的打水给骆驼喝。
And the servant did ask her to give him water, and indeed she actually gave not only him water, but also water to his camels.
所以今天我们在婚姻的事情上，其实也有很多人体验到不料，超过自己所预期的这种体验。
And so today, as many of us go through the process of finding someone to marry, many of us have also experienced God's guidance in unexpected ways.
那需要有三个条件。
And for us to experience God's grace, there are three important aspects.
第一个，父母要有信心。
First is that the parents ought to have faith.
不要加太多条件。
That they don't impose their own personal preferences.
不是圣经里面的条件。
Particularly if such preferences are not necessarily biblical.
第二个，这个子女要顺服。
And secondly, the children or the child should be submissive.
作为顺服叫顺服圣经的原则。
Submissive to the principles in the Bible.
第三个，老仆人要忠心。
And third, the servant ought to be trustworthy and loyal.
他没有说我，他是说这样就是你所预备给我主人的儿子，是神预备的。
In his prayer, he was careful. He acknowledged that, that whatever woman was provided was actually provided by God and not by his own effort.
这是第一个，我们在圣经里面看到，不料神在带领人的婚姻超过人所想的。
And so this is the first example in the Bible where God sort of unexpectedly guided a person's marriage.
好，我们现在看《使徒行传》第八章。
Now let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
好，《使徒行传》的第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
第八章的二十七节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 27.So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship.
这个地方讲腓力起身去了。
Here, it describes he, that is Philip, arose and went.
去哪里？
Where did Philip go?
如果我们回到二十六节来看。
If we read verse 26, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert.
这个地方，神的使者对腓力说，你从耶路撒冷，下到，不，你往南走，那下到加萨的路上去，那是旷野。
So the angel of the Lord told Philip to go south from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is a desert.
神叫腓力到旷野去。
God summoned Philip to a desert.
那其实啊，腓力，如果我们看第八章的开始。
As recorded in the first part of chapter 8, we can see.
腓力在传福音结果。神跟他同工啊。
Philip was preaching the gospel and God worked with him.
我们看第五节，请读。
Let's read verse 5 of chapter 8.
请读。
Okay. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
第六节。
Verse 6.And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
所以在那个地方神跟他同工，神迹奇事显明啊。
And so we can see that in that place in Samaria, God worked with Philip, and there were miracles performed and signs.
那人的想法就说，那应该继续留下来才对啊。
And so, Seeing all this happening, a person would think, well, he should stay there and continue this work.
但是二十六节在讲神的使者说你要到旷野去，旷野什么人也没有。
But yet in verse 26, the angel told Philip, go to the desert. There's nobody in the desert.
但是我们刚刚读二十七节，他去不料就有一个安提阿伯太监刚好在那里。
In verse 27, we saw that Philip went, and unexpectedly, he came across a eunuch of Ethiopia.
原来神要拣选安提阿伯的太监。
And as it turns out, God had intended to choose for his own the eunuch of Ethiopia.
所以这个以索比亚的太监等于是以索比亚的第一个种子。
And so this is probably the first seed of the gospel spread to Ethiopia via this eunuch that he encountered.
那他可以得到福音是神直接的带领腓力的工作的结果。
He was able to receive the gospel directly through Philip because of God's guidance.
所以今天有时候我们常常想圣工要怎么计划。
Sometimes today we might think about how we ought to plan out holy work.
啊，如果我们在读《使徒行传》哦，《使徒行传》的开始啊啊是没有什么计划的。
If we read the beginning of the Acts of Apostles, we can see that they started out without any plans at all.
啊，圣灵一充满，圣灵就亲自带领。
And as everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit guided everyone into what they ought to do.
啊，所以在《使徒行传》有几个圣工的突破，都不是人计划出来。
And so there are a few breakthroughs in the spreading of the gospel that are recorded in Acts, and those breakthroughs were not the result of any human's planning.
啊，比方说《使徒行传》第十章传给哥尼流。
For instance, Acts chapter 10 records how the gospel came to Cornelius.
啊，这个哥尼流是意大利营的百夫长。
Cornelius was an Italian centurion.
哦，那这个圣工是怎么传出去的？
And so how was it that he received the gospel?
啊，我们如果看第十章的第三节。
We read chapter 10, verse 3.
啊，这个哥尼流祷告看到异象。
About the ninth hour of the day, Cornelius was praying, he saw a vision.
啊，祷告叫他要请彼得来。
And in the prayer, a voice told him to call for Peter.
啊，然后第九节开始祷，啊，彼得祷告也看异象。
And in verse 9, Peter also prayed and saw a vision.
啊，叫他不洁净的也可以宰来吃。
And in the vision, God taught him that that which is considered unclean may be eaten.
那这个两个异象合起来，彼得就到哥尼流家去传道了。
And with these two visions, Peter arrived at Cornelius's house to preach the gospel.
那正在讲道，圣灵就降下来。
And as Peter was telling him about the gospel, the Holy Spirit descended on Cornelius.
哦，所以这个福音就传到外族去了。
And so this was how the gospel came to the Gentiles.
啊，这个也不是计划，这是圣灵亲自的带领。
And this came about not by any particular plan, but by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
好，那到《使徒行传》的十六章。
By the time we get to Acts chapter 16.
啊。我们如果看第六节
，read verse 6 of Acts chapter 16.
啊，使徒行传十六章第六节，请读。
Okay, Acts chapter 16, verse 6. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia in the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
这里第一站，他们本来要到亚细亚，但是圣灵禁止，所以他们就改变地方。
So they had initially planned to preach in Asia, but the Holy Spirit forbid them to do that.
哦，然后到第七节，他们想要到比推尼去，神的灵却不许。
And in verse 7, after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
啊，所以他们就第三次在改变他们的行程。
And so they changed their itinerary a third time.
啊，所以到第九节，在异间看到异象。
And so in verse 9, it records that Paul had a vision at night.
第十节有马其顿的呼声。
In verse 10, it was the call of a Macedonian.
啊，所以啊，保罗就到腓立比传福音。
And so Paul went to the city of Philippi to preach the gospel.
啊，遇到吕迪亚。
And he met Lydia there.
啊，就建设腓立比教会是欧洲的第一间教会。
And so they established the first, the Philippian church, which is the first church in Europe.
啊，所以他们虽然有计划哈，但是他们一直祷告啊。那如果神要带领新的，他们就改变了。
And so although they had made initial plans, as they prayed, they submitted to the guidance of God through the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们今天在非洲一共有十几个国家有我们教会。
Today in Africa, there are over ten some countries in which our church has been established.
哦，差不多啊，每一个啊都是不是计划出来的。
And pretty much, or the majority of those churches were established out of unexpected circumstances.
啊，79年福音传到奈及利亚。
In 1979.
Yeah.
In 1979, the gospel came to Nigeria.
这也不是计划的。
This was not planned.
就是奈及利亚有一个牧师到纽约来参加一个基督教的会议。
It turned out that there was a pastor in Nigeria who came to New York to attend a conference.
那遇到我们教会的工人啊，就传福音给他。
And he encountered a worker from our church, and that worker preached the gospel to him.
哦，所以那一个奈及利亚人就在加州的 Bakersfield 受洗。
And so actually that Nigerian pastor was baptized in Bakersfield, California.
哦，这个不是计划出来啊，神带领啊。
This was completely unplanned, but rather it occurred through God's guidance.
哦，那以后这个工人啊，到奈及利亚去。
Later on, this worker from our church traveled to Nigeria.
哦，就建立了教会。
And together they established the True Jesus Church in Nigeria.
哦，那后来他们啊派了四五个人要去做农耕队，帮他们改善他们的生活。农耕队啊，农业的指导的。
Okay, and then and later on, there was a group of people who went to help establish teach about agriculture.
哦，那在啊回来的路程，在赖比瑞亚的机场，把所有的传单都发出去。
And while they were in the airport in Liberia, they actually went and passed out all their flyers.
啊，差不多过了半年了，连总就收到信说，哦，我们读到你的传单非常好，我们想要在真耶稣教会受洗。
About half a year later, the International Assembly received a letter saying, "Hey, we received your flyers. This sounds really great. Can you send someone to us to teach us about the gospel and baptize us?"
啊，这个也不是计划出来的。
This was also something that was unplanned.
啊，那以后传到 Ghana 也不是计划出来的。
Later on, the gospel came to Ghana, and that also was an unplanned event.
哦，所以《使徒行传》就是圣灵行传。
And so the acts of the work in the that's recorded in the Acts were actually the acts of the Holy Spirit.
哦，那今天我们真耶稣教会特像在非洲的事工就很明显，这个是圣灵的工作。
So similarly, the work of the True Jesus Church in Africa was clearly under God's guidance.
哦，那我们再把它拿到地方教会来看。
So now let's apply this idea to our own local churches.
有时候我们讲到宣道，真的是不晓得怎么做。
Sometimes when we want to evangelize, we don't know how to go about it.
啊，要从哪里做？要去传给谁？
How should we even start this work, and who should our target audience be?
啊，但是如果教会非常注重祷告，啊，被圣灵充满。
But if a church prioritizes constant prayer and seeking after the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦，不断圣公会发展，而有很多事情哦，像这里讲的不料、预测不到的事情都会发生。
Not only will the holy work prosper, but we'll also see all these unexpected ways in which God helps.
哦，所以要复兴我们教会的宣道工作，从哪里开始
？So how shall we revive the holy work in our local churches?
从圣灵开始。
We should need to start from the Holy Spirit.
啊，祷告圣灵充满，圣灵就会带领。
That we pray, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will guide us.
好，那我们现在再看第三个例子。
Next, let's look at the third example.
我们看民数记的23章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 23.
啊，民数记的23章。
Numbers chapter 23.
11节。
Verse 11.
民数记二十三章十一节。
Numbers chapter 23, verse 11. Then Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and look, you have blessed them bountifully."
啊，这个地方哈讲啊，巴勒对巴兰讲。
Here it records something that Balak said to Balaam.
说你做什么事情
？What have you done？
啊，我要你来是啊。咒诅我的仇敌。
I brought you on to curse my enemies.
但是不料啊，预想不到你竟然为他们祝福。
But I did not expect that you would have blessed them instead.
啊，这是一个很出名的故事。
This is a very famous story.
如果我们要了解更清楚
，if we wish to understand this more deeply，
我们看22章的二节到三节。
We actually need to turn to chapter 22 verses 2 and 3。
啊，请读。
Chapter
22章二节到三节。
Number chapter 22 verse 2 and 3. Now Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because there were many, and Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel.
这里讲巴勒看到以色列人神跟他同在，他就非常的害怕，很忧虑。
And so Balak could see how God was with and on the side of the Israelites, and so he became afraid and was filled with dread.
好，然后我们看他做什么？第五节跟第六节。
And so we can see in verse 5 and 6 what Balak did as a result of his fear.
请读。
Verse 5. Then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying,Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me. Therefore, please come at once. Curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed.
那这个以色列民现在这么强，所以要打不败，没有办法把他们打败。
Balak perceived that the Israelites were strong, and so he did not feel that he could defeat them.
那要怎么打败他们？就是请巴兰来替他们咒诅。
And so his strategy to defeat the Israelites was to ask Balaam to curse them.
这个咒诅就是通过神把他们毁灭。
That is, the curse is to invoke God to destroy the Israelites.
但是啊，神对他们的看顾啊，真的是不是啊，他们没有想到的。
But God's protection of His people, well, was far beyond what they expected.
我们先看啊，生命记民数记二十二章的十二节。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 22, verse 12. And God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed."
这里说你不可以咒诅，因为那民是蒙福的他是神的选民，他是蒙福的。
These are God's people; they are blessed and shall not be cursed.
那如果再看二十三章第九节
，If we read chapter 23, verse 9, it says, "For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him." There, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations.
这个地方讲，这是独居之民，不列在万民中的民。
Here, Balaam describes Israelites as a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations.
所以在旧约圣经，除了以色列人，其他都叫外邦人。
And so in the Old Testament, other than the Israelites, everyone else was considered a Gentile.
只有以色列人他是属神的。
Only the nation of Israel were God's people.
他们是蒙福的。
And they are blessed.
所以这些蒙福的人是不会被咒诅的，也没有人能够咒诅他们。
And so this blessed nation will remain blessed, cannot be cursed, nor can anyone curse them.
因此这个巴兰要去咒诅，结果神感动他，咒诅反而变祝福。
And so when Balaam went to curse the Israelites, the curses became blessings.
今天我们受洗就是归入主的名下。
And so today, when we are baptized, we are baptized into His name.
我们是主所宝贵的。
We are precious and we belong to the Lord.
就是旧约时，好像旧约时代的以色列人一样。
Just as the Israelites were to God in the Old Testament.
不列在万民当中的民。
That we are not among the other nations.
我们住在世界，不属世界。
We live in the world, but we are not of the world.
因为我们是属神的。
Because we are of God.
所以只要我们愿意常常保守在神的爱中
So if we're willing to preserve ourselves in God's love,
啊，神的看顾啊，是不会减少的。
God's care and concern for us will not be reduced.
啊，所以在《生命记》里面记载，神看顾以色列百姓，好像看顾眼中的瞳仁。
In Deuteronomy, the passage describes that God protects the Israelites as one protects the apple of their eye.
哦，就是非常的可贵的。所以虽然我们看不见神哦，神差遣很多的天使在保护我们。
That they are very precious in God's eyes. So although we do not see God with our own eyes, God has sent many angels to protect us.
啊，因此如果没有神的允许，连一根头发也不会掉。
And as such, if it was not according to God's will, a single hair from our head would not fall to the ground.
因此在神的爱里面啊，我们就不必惊慌，不必害怕。
So in God's love, we need not despair, nor do we need to be afraid.
哦，所以啊，在这个地方啊，在讲不料这个咒诅变成祝福。
And so this story describes how unexpectedly a curse became a blessing.
哦、神所爱的就会蒙福。
That those who are loved by the Lord are blessed.
好，我们先来看创世纪十九章。
Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 19.
啊，创世纪十九章。
Genesis chapter 19.
啊，十九章的二十八节。
Genesis chapter 19, verse 28.
请读。
Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace.
啊，这里地方讲啊，亚伯拉罕清早起来啊，到他从前站的啊，在神面前的地方啊，二十八节。
Here it describes how early in the morning Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord.
二十八节讲啊，不料那个地方烟气上腾，如同啊妖兽一般。
And what he saw was the smoke of the land, which went up like the smoke of a furnace.
哦，神毁灭所多玛。
God destroyed Sodom.
哦，那个时候啊，罗德并不是很相信。
At that time, Lot did not really believe in God.
好，我们现在看十九章。
Now let's read chapter 19.
十九章的十四节。
Verse 14, chapter 19, verse 14. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city." But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking.
这个地方讲他的女婿以为他是在开玩笑。
It seemed like no one took Lot seriously.
哦，那第五十五节。
Now, verse 15. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city."
哦，这里讲天使催逼罗德赶快走。
Here we can see that the angels urged Lot to hurry.
因为罗德也不太想走，这个索多玛很舒服吧。
Perhaps Lot was not eager to leave, as it was probably pretty comfortable there.
所以十六节罗德就迟延不走。
And so in verse 16, we can see Lot, he lingered.
所以索多玛啊，虽然罪恶很冲啊，很大，但是啊，罗德真的舍不得啊，迟延不走。
And so, although Sodom was a sinful city, Lot was reluctant to leave.
啊，那十七节开始啊，神就说逃命啊，不可回头看。
And in verse 17, God said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind."
啊，然后十八节啊，罗德说，我主啊，不要这样。
But in verse 18, Lot said to them, "Please no, my lords."
啊，然后接下去，神叫他逃到高山上。
And after that, God told Lot to escape to the mountains.
罗德说那个太高了，对你二十节啊，这里有一个又小又容易的。
But Lot said, "No, that's too high. I can't go there." How about in verse 20? He says, "The small city here, I can go there."
所以哈，罗德哈 虽然天神差天使跟他传警告后，他不是很相信。
And so, although God's, the Lord's angels warned Lot, Lot didn't seem to really truly believe something bad was going to happen.
哦，所以他不愿意走前啊，一直在迟延。
And so he had no sense of urgency and had no, and lingered and was reluctant to leave.
哦，那甚至罗德的太太已经离开了，他不信哦，回头看就变连住。
And Lot's wife, unfortunately, as she was leaving, turned back toward the city, and she became a pillar of salt.
哦，这亚伯拉罕到第二天早上起来看，哇，那个好像烧窑一般啊，全部被烧光了。
And so the next morning, Abraham woke up early in the morning and looked over the land and saw smoke rising as if from a furnace.
哦，那这个今天对我们来讲什么意思？
So what is this teaching us today?
哦，我们看马太福音。
And let's turn to the book of Matthew.
24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太24章的22节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 22.
啊，请。
And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
好，再请读二十一节。
And let's read verse 21 as well. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be.
啊，这里在讲主耶稣第二次再临呐，要有大灾难。
And so this chapter is describing Jesus' second coming when there will be a great tribulation.
啊，接下去讲以前到现在没有这样的。
And that such tribulation has not been since the beginning of the world and will never be again.
后来也没有，所以这一次灾难是唯一的一次，也是最后一次。
And so this great tribulation will be a singular event that occurs simply once in the history of the universe.
但是这个日子要减少，如果不减少哦，一个都不能得救。
But those days in that tribulation will be cut short because if it were not so, no one would survive.
啊，我们是不是跟罗德这样半信半疑呢？
Will we be like Lot, where we're half-heartedly sort of leaving, but not really?
啊，这个世界真的是像索多玛，很可爱。
This world is truly attractive as Sodom was.
哦，那我们现在看啊，启示录第六章。
Now let's look at Revelation chapter 6.
啊，启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
啊，第六章十二节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 12.I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. 13. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late leaves when it is shaken by a mighty wind. 14. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place.
哇，这里在讲啊，揭开第六印啊，你就看大震动，日头像血红，天的星星都坠下来。
And so as the sixth seal opened, there's a great earthquake, the sky is black, the sun is like blood. No, the moon just turns to blood, and the sky falls to the earth.
哇，这是很可怕的一天啊。
So this is a pretty dreadful day.
啊，比那个索多玛的日子更可怕。
And it's certainly more terrible than the day that Sodom was destroyed.
哦，那如果我们真的相信，我们生活会改变的。
And so if we truly believe that such a day is coming, we would change our lives.
啊，所以在彼得后书第三章，我们看彼得后书第三章。
So let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
啊。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
12.
Verse 12. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
好，主再来那一天，有形质的要被火烧掉。
On the day that the Lord comes again, anything with form will be burned by fire.
三节
Verse 13.
天新地要实现。
And a new heaven and new earth will come.
这个一定会实现的。
This will certainly occur.
所以我们要敬虔，要圣洁。
So we need to be reverent and we need to be holy.
这样我们迎接主来就充满着盼望。
So that we can anticipate the day of the Lord's coming with hope.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn. Let's sing hymn 373.